Hey, Dr. Zoe here. The question asked is, I am a 57-year-old mom of a 30-year-old alcoholic. I feel that I cannot have joy or peace until he finds Christ in sobriety. This has created a loss of hope in me. I know God is all-powerful. I know he can heal him anytime. However, this just means that he chooses not to heal him. To be honest, I'm tired. 13 years of hope and disappointment has left me in a pretty deep pit. How can I know God's promises of an abundant life to be true? Where can I find joy? I feel that my life is enduring and that's it. My heart aches for you on the mom level. Our desire to see our kids healthy, thriving, and in relationship with God is the very thing that drives our sacrifices in parenting. Your grief is valid and it matters. And I just want to confirm what you already know. God sees your tears. First, in listening to your question, I'm hearing some self-talk that is rigid and it gives no room for joy. You're telling yourself that you cannot find peace until your son finds Christianity or sobriety. This is a lie that also feels like a punishment to me. We all have mom guilt and some of us carry a heftier dose than others, not necessarily warranted. There's no way that you can get through motherhood without feeling like you failed your child in some way or another. But no matter what mistake you've made as a mom, you don't deserve to punish yourself. It's not true that you can't find peace despite what you are grieving, and it's also a fallacy that you don't deserve peace until your son is healed. The truth is that you deserve all the goodness that God has to offer, and your self-talk needs to reflect this, even if you don't believe it yet. Your brain believes what you tell it. Now, I know that knowing that God is all-powerful makes it hurt even more when he tells us no. It would be easier if we knew that he couldn't do it, wouldn't it? I believe that our anger towards God when he doesn't stop our pain is a natural human response. But if you feel like it's not okay to be angry at God, that can also lead to and contribute to your hopelessness. I encourage you to take your anger to God and lay it at his feet. He's not surprised by it. Believe me, I've laid some hefty doses there, and he's taking it just fine. God gives us autonomy because he doesn't want us to be robots. I believe that God's choice is always that your son is healed and in relationship with him, but God in his sovereignty also allows us to go through our dark places, our choices, and our struggles. It hurts to watch. It hurts to not have your prayers answered, and it's easy to give up hope. Lisa Turkhurst wrote a wonderful book titled, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. I suggest you read it. Although it's not specific to a mother's struggle with a child, it does speak to finding God when life is not like it should be. I want to encourage you that your fatigue is valid. Holding on to hope can feel excruciating. And I wish I could open the last chapter of your life so you could see how it turns out. And maybe then it will all make sense. But instead, we're left with faith. You know what God says you can do with a mustard seed, right? Have you seen how small that little seed is? I serve a God that seems to always wait until the last hour to perform a miracle, and the waiting is so hard. I encourage you to lean into the wait and begin to seek your own sense of purpose and peace aside from your son's condition. Continue to pray and be present for your son in any way that doesn't damage you. I also encourage you to join an Al-Anon group to stay in fellowship with and begin to glean support from those who are also waiting. You shouldn't do this alone. In the meantime, give it to the one who can move mountains and seek peace in knowing that that is all you can do. You've got this.
All of us at Grit and Grace wanted to let you know how thankful we are that you joined us. We are a community of women who believe in you. If it's real life insights and encouragement that you need, visit us at gritandgracelife.com.